AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Democrats in the Senate blocked a government funding package as talks continue to try to avert a government shutdown.
Enough is enough.
Leader Chuck Schumer and Democrats voted to block a wide-ranging funding bill over demands the Trump administration rein in ICE. A partial shutdown looms this weekend if the funding is not approved. Democrats want Homeland Security Department money separated from the rest of the legislation. To Schumer,
this is a moment of truth for the United States of America.
Shortly before the vote,
we'll work in a very bipartisan way, I believe, not to have a shutdown. We don't want a shutdown.
President Trump said talks continue with Democrats to avert what would be a second shutdown in 2 months. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Democrats want to rein in Homeland Security spending over the immigration crackdown in Minnesota. Two people have been shot and killed in Minneapolis by government officers. Border czar Tom Homan talked about the possibility of a drawdown. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey says this is not about immigration.
What we've seen this administration push for is this whole concept that might makes right. That might makes right. Stephen Miller has pushed for this concept, calling it the iron law of the world, that might makes right. Stephen Miller is wrong.
President Trump says he's been in touch with Russia's leader. It's been very cold in Ukraine.
I personally asked President Putin not to fire into Kiev and the various towns for a week. And he agreed to do that. And I have to tell you, it was very nice.
Russia hasn't confirmed that. Russia has been pounding Ukraine's critical infrastructure. The president said he informed Venezuela's acting president he'll open up all commercial airspace over Venezuela. This is AP News. German Chancellor Friedrich Merz says the European Union is the alternative to imperialism and autocracy.
The German Chancellor, who spoke in Berlin on Thursday, told his colleagues Europe can forge deals with like-minded partners in a world of increasing great power rivalry. Merz is a strong backer of the EU, making more trade deals, including one with South America's Mercosur bloc and another struck this week with India. The Chancellor also underlined the continuing value of a NATO, in which Europe will intensify its defense efforts. Merz also said the bloc will always seek cooperation with the United States, but not as a subordinate. He also joined other European leaders in pushing back against President Trump's assertion that troops from US NATO countries avoided the front line during the war in Afghanistan. I'm Karen Shemas.
33-year-old US international Crystal Dunn has retired from professional soccer. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.